Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. What does family mean to you? Do you feel loved and welcomed by your family or extended family? The world around us has changed significantly over the past few years. With the advancement of technology, the influence of social media, and shifting priorities, cultural standards, and belief systems. No wonder many people believe that the definition of marriage and family has evolved. But let's not be deceived. Let's go back to the original design for marriage and family life. Our scripture this week comes from Genesis 1 verses 27 to 28. So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, granting them certain authority, and said to them, "Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth." I love how the King James Version Dictionary defines family: the collective body of persons who live in one house and under one head or manager, a household, including parents, children, and servants, and as the case may be, lodgers or boarders, or those who descend from one common origin, a tribe or race, kindred or lineage. Thus the Israelites were a branch of the family of Abraham. The whole human race is the family of Adam, the human family. Marriages and families are super important to our Father's heart. They have always been central to his idea and design to create unity, order, stability, love, and peace on earth. Marriages and families are a vital part, a cornerstone of healthy societies. As life and love are nurtured in communities through strong family relationships, a healthy and strong nation is built upon strong communities. Strong communities rely on the foundation of strong families. Healthy and strong families grow around strong and loving marriages, and such marriages depend on two individuals who have an intimate relationship with God, our Father. So let us be determined this week to study what the Bible says about marriages and family life. Let's keep in mind that we are talking about family in the natural sense, as well as God's heart and design for us as Christians to be part of the church, the family of God. And let's ask God to search our hearts and reveal anything in our beliefs about marriage or family that is not aligned with His original design, and any lies that could cause strongholds in our lives. It's so easy to get distracted by what society or our friends say about marriage and family. But as children of God, we are part of the most amazing family. So let's keep going back to our Father, asking Him to refresh our thoughts and understanding regarding what it means to belong. And let's pray for marriages, families, and church communities to be healthy, strong, and loving. This is how we put the gospel on display. Let's get back to love as the core of our personal lives, our marriages, our families, our communities, and ultimately our nations. I had the great privilege of praying for marriages during the SA Marriage Week and would like to share an abbreviated version of that prayer with you. So let us pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for creating a holy union. First of all, between yourself and us through Jesus. Father, we seek a personal, intimate relationship with you above all. Thank you that healthy marriages and families were your idea. Thank you that you ordained it and designed it to tell the story of the gospel. Father, help us not to get stuck in the lies of this world or our culture. Instead, show us your truth. Help us to understand your original design for our marriages and for our families. Father, create a hunger in our hearts to seek your will and plan for our marriages and families. Create a desire in us to evaluate the condition of our hearts. Lord, it's so easy to point a finger at someone else, to play the blame game, but let revival start with us. O Jesus, come and do a new work in each of us that will overflow to our loved ones. Father, the prayer of our hearts is that our marriages and families will reflect your love to a lost and broken world. Father, we pray for the restoration of broken relationships and families. We pray that you will restore tenfold that which the enemy has stolen from us. I pray that you will fill us with your love and strength so that our healthy and strong families will provide a foundation to nourish our communities and influence our nations. Jesus, in your mighty name we pray this. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.